I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He loves us with the same love with which he loves his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's expressed here in the table. That love that sent Jesus into the world for us. And it's a table of a memorial. It's quite interesting as you look at that through Scripture. Although we are called to remember the Lord Jesus, in Scripture the memorials were for God. He says, I will see it and I will remember. And God, every time we come to this table, it isn't just that we remember that Christ died for us. God remembers it too. He'll never forget it. And this reminds us of that. God has made a covenant with us that he will never break. Covenant sealed with blood. The blood of the eternal covenant, even our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you love this Saviour, and if you're in him by faith today, then you are invited to come and receive the emblems of bread and wine as they distribute it amongst us.